Apartments Day 17. I wanted to come here and talk about doing more of what's working for you. Just this idea of do the things that are working for you. Like if you know, well, let's say like this, do more of the things that are working for you and do less of the things that are not working for you. So if you know that if you don't get enough sleep, then you should change that. You should kind of evaluate how much sleep you're getting on a consistent basis. For me, on average, I get around 6 to 8, and I try to stay around 6 to 8. If I get under 6 consistently, then I know I need to change something. I need to get more sleep, because that's not benefiting me. It makes me tired and it makes me cranky and I don't perform well. So you just have to think about like what's working for you and what's not. And I think a lot of people get really comfortable with just doing the same things over and over again, and they just realize that, you know, I'm used to doing this one thing and I'm just going to keep doing it because I'm comfortable with it. I don't want to change anything because this is what I've always been accustomed to. And I feel like that to really grow as a person and really just like to change yourself, you really have to think about on a daily basis, like think about what you're doing, like habit wise, and change that stuff. Because if you're constantly being negative about, you know, certain things, and you see that negativity always coming out, then maybe you need to change something about yourself that you don't particularly like. It's different for everybody. Like I think that some people are more positive than others, and there's some people who are more comfortable with doing the same things over and over, like habit-wise, doing the same thing over and over again every day. And I think that to really grow and to change as a person, you really have to evaluate, like, and I think Daryl always says his question is, how's that working for you? You really have to think about, like, what's working for you and what's not working for you. And if you don't like it, you can change it. Like, you have a choice to change the stuff that you don't like about what you're doing, and even like about the stuff that you don't like about yourself that you can actually change. There's certain things that you can't change. You can't change like your genetics, or you can't change who your family was or who you were born into, like what family you were born into. But you can change the things that you can control. Like you can change if you don't like your appearance, you can change, you know, the way you look by, you know, eating a little bit better and working out and constantly improving those things. If you don't like the way, like, you're always negative all the time, you can change that by really taking time to work on yourself and ask yourself, why do you always go towards the negative versus the positive? I just think that's important, like, to really think about, like, if it's not working for you, if it's, like, a constant drag and it's just, like, weighing you down, then is it going to be worth it to you? And I think that if it's not, then you have the choice to change it, and you should. And if you feel like you don't want to change it, or you just feel that you're comfortable, then, you know, stay where you are. And maybe eventually you'll figure out that that's not where I want to be and I want to change things. So that idea has just been coming to my head a lot. Especially when I'm thinking about myself and thinking about the stuff that I don't like, with regards to health, I want to be a little bit healthier. And there's, you know, in the past, there's certain things that I'm not doing that don't, you know, line up to those goals that I have. So, you know, I've really been thinking about that. So, that's where my headspace is. So, I'm going to get off of here because I wanted to make something really short and sweet, because I know these are daily episodes and I don't want to like bog you guys down with like longer episodes, because I know that's time consuming, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate you listening to this every day so far. You know, I've done 17 of these straight, and I really appreciate you guys listening to these every day, and I will talk to you tomorrow.